Well, today on this Feast of the Holy Family, we witness a family in the gospel that is in turmoil. Not just some trouble-free families sitting around being holy. An angel comes to Joseph and tells him to flee to Egypt. Not to take a vacation there, but to flee to Egypt. Because Herod wants to destroy the child of whom Joseph has been given charge. So talk about getting the adrenaline pumping there, huh? So the family flees under cover of night because they were hunted. They become refugees, not a comfortable suburban family. And they have to endure the affliction of being displaced from their home, and not only that, but to adjust to life in a foreign land all by themselves without the support of any family or friends. And when Joseph gets to come back in a few years, the return is marked, as we hear, by fear. And again, relocation to an unfamiliar setting. And in all that turmoil, they had to cling to the child whom they bore with them. And I have no doubt that the Prince of Peace brought them much peace in their anxiety. But do you know, church, that same Prince of Peace dwells in our families and in our hearts to make them holy, not the least of which through the sacraments, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, matrimony. Paul says in our second reading today that we must let the peace of Christ take control of our hearts. And it is for this that we have been called into one body. So, families here present, did you know that that is why you have been called into one body? For peace? When each member of a Christian family is seeking the peace of Christ in their heart, then the whole family becomes a haven for peace. Even in the midst of external or circumstantial turmoil and upset. Now, of course, there are some members of the family who are not mature enough in years to seek this peace of Christ. And so, therefore, the sweet burden falls to the older members of the family, the parents and the older brothers and sisters, to teach and communicate peace to the little ones and to each other by their own seeking of the peace of Christ to take control of their hearts. And when each member of the family is seeking that presence of Christ, the peace of the presence of Christ in the home and in the heart, then they discover already within themselves all the virtues of which Paul speaks today in our second reading, virtues which are so needed for peace in family life. Compassion and gentle patience with all other members of the family, especially for their faults, which stems from the humility from acknowledging one's own faults, which leads to generosity of forgiveness for the transgressions of others. St. Paul says that these virtues must be our clothing. And so, Many of our families probably do not know the distress of the Holy Family in the gospel today, or they may. But in any case, family life is chaotic and tumultuous, and it needs the peace of Christ to reign there. Christ, the displaced Christ of our gospel today, the homeless refugee Christ, yearns to find a place in the home of each family here. And he wants to renew his incarnation in each member of each family so that each one may be the presence of Christ and his peace in the home. And when we do that, then the Christian Holy Family will be the source of Christ's peace reigning in the world. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.